A bygone hope from the 20th century.
If we all can persevere, if we can look beyond our shores and ambitions, then surely the age will dawn in which the strong are just and the weak secure and the peace preserved.
Collides with a possibly foregone conclusion from the 21st century.
If we believe that the spread of nuclear weapons is inevitable, then in some way we are admitting to ourselves that the use of nuclear weapons is inevitable.
So far, all that is inevitable about nuclear proliferation is the proliferation part.
And nuclear weapons are only made, not used.
Definitely not wanted. Used nuclear weapons. A look at the world's embarrassment of nuclear riches. A danger to your health.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Nuclear threats from missiles to suitcases. It's Friday, October 8th. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. Let's get right to the top of the news, and it's coming out of Norway. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Liu Xiaobo of China. The Nobel Committee chairman made the announcement last hour.
For over two decades, Liu Xiaobo has been a strong spokesman for the application of fundamental human rights in China.
The committee recognized Liu for his long and nonviolent struggle in China, saying his work was a global effort.
Human rights is very important for building peace because democratic nations don't go to war with each other.
China, for its part, says the Peace Committee violates its own principles by honoring Liu, who the country calls a criminal.
In a moment, we're going to talk extensively about nuclear threats to peace. A year after Barack Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize for his anti-nuclear sentiments and speeches he's given and his anti-nuclear program, joining us now is Dr. Graham Allison, director of the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs. He's a professor at Harvard's John F. Kennedy School of Government. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So, Graham Allison, how would you rank the nuclear threat a year after Barack Obama won this Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, it's a complicated subject, but has it changed in any fundamental way? And I think the short answer is no. The President Obama has spotlighted this issue and has got it in focus, but the trend lines that are undermining the current global nuclear order are so powerful that it would be unlikely and unreasonable for them to change in such a short period of time. And the question is really what's going to happen over the next several years.
And we will ask that question when Dr. Graham Allison joins us in just a moment. We'll talk in just a few minutes. Thank you so much. The United States is relying on private security firms in Afghanistan that are inadvertently financing criminal networks, including the Taliban. That's according to a new Senate report. The chairman of the Armed Services Committee, Senator Carl Levin, says the report leaves no doubt that mistakes have been made.
There is significant evidence that some security contractors even work against our coalition forces, creating the very threat that they are hired to combat.
More than 26,000 private security employees in Afghanistan, the report says nearly all of them are tied to militias of local warlords and other powerful Afghan figures.
And the 33 trapped miners in Chile weren't expected to be rescued until Christmas, but it looks like it's coming early this year. Engineers say drilling on one of three shafts is expected to be completed by tomorrow, giving rescuers a chance to assess the safety and perhaps begin bringing miners to the surface over the weekend.
New unemployment numbers for the month of September are going to be released later this morning. Economists expect private employers to add around 75,000 jobs. We'll see if they did. But because of the loss of temporary and census-related jobs, the nation's unemployment rate is expected to rise to 9.7%. Asian markets mixed. European indices down. Futures are down on Wall Street on the employment expectation. The Dow gets underway at 10,948. The S&P 1,158. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,383. Coming up, George Washington. Did he chop down that cherry tree? Ron Chernow should know. His new biography we'll talk about later.